hearing will come to order.
Officially, this was a hearing about the FBI's mishandling of the investigation into the sexual abuse of women and girls treated by former Olympics team doctor Larry Nassar. But as survivors testified, it was clear their goal was to go much further.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Nassar has been sentenced up to 235 years in prison, but a Department of Justice report found the FBI had been alerted to his abuse in 2015 and didn't take the allegations seriously. It didn't even alert local authorities, which meant Nassar continued molesting athletes. When the allegations were finally investigated, officials minimized the athlete's suffering.
I told them I walked the halls of Tokyo Hotel at 2 a.m. at only 15 years old. I began crying at the memory over the phone, and there was just dead silence. I was so shocked at the agent's silence and disregard for my trauma. After that minute of silence, he asked, "Is that all?"
Once Nassar's behavior was exposed, agents lied to the DOJ inquiry into what had gone so wrong. They haven't been prosecuted for their conduct. Controversially, the Department of Justice refused to testify about why that was the case.
For the survivors of the abuse, this was just the latest example of a broken system, not just at the FBI and the Department of Justice, but also at USA Gymnastics and the US Olympic and Paralympic committees, whom they said did everything they could to cover up the abuse.
Beyond prosecuting those involved in the cover-up, the survivors want a full independent investigation.
Nothing should be off limits. It should go back decades, and that has not been done. And it's been something that we've been asking for years and years. And so I personally would like to see all three organizations completely investigated, and the scope of it matters, because until we know all the facts, it's just guesswork.
Also speaking at the hearing, the current director of the FBI. He wasn't in charge during the investigation into Nassar.
I'm sorry for what you and your families have been through.
If allegations raised by well-known world-class athletes are not taken seriously by the FBI, what hope do other victims of sexual assault have?
It was clear from their testimony that these four Olympians feel that the official response to their abuse has not been sufficient. Shia Bratansi, Al Jazeera, Capitol Hill.